Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes. It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown. Takes a shot. Here's Corey Davis, wide open. Davis, still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately. He got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for part two of the weekend mailbag. So for that, we bring in the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. So let's jump right back into the mailbag. Next question comes in from John Filippelli. He says, do you guys think Joe Douglas gets too much praise? If you look at his draft and free agency record, still has a long way to go. I think you could look at the 2020 draft and really maybe only see one true hit so far, that being Mekhi Becton. But his 2-3s and 3-4s didn't show much, and Mann was one of the worst punters. Well, let's relax there. Braden Mann actually had a bunch of big-time tackles, including one that saved an entire game against the Rams. But yeah, with Braden Mann, I don't know if one of the worst punters is fair, just because I think part of it is that one habit that Braden Mann had at A&M that he's going to have to break, and he started to do it as the season wore on, is that he tends to outkick his coverage too much. He's got such a big leg that he puts too much into it sometimes, and precision punting is an art form, but he started to get better at it as the season wore on, and with Brant Boyer helping him, I think he'll be fine. But the main part of your question here is, does Joe Douglas get too much praise? And in some corners, yes. And Chris, you and I have sort of talked about this before. I think part of it is that Douglas is the first general manager that the Jets have had in a while who appears to have a plan, appears to know what he's doing, and seems to have this team on the right track. Now, I agree that the 2020 draft, there's still a lot to be determined. Becton is the only one who really performed very well last year. The others had mixed results. Ashton Davis, here and there, he was okay. Bryce Hall was good for a few games, but very small sample size. Denzel Mims was good in spots, but there were times where he didn't really do much, and he was hurt for quite a bit of the season. And then you look at most of the rest of the guys that were drafted, and they didn't do much or didn't even play. You look at somebody like Cam Clark or, of course, Captain Morgan. So yeah, the jury is still out, but his free agency class this year and the draft class this year look very, very promising, much more promising than last year's class. And so it's sort of a wait and see mode, but I do think that the incompetence that has permeated this organization over the last 10 to 20 years generally is a big part of why Joe Douglas is seen in such a positive light right now, because there's so much hope with him. Now, Chris, you and I have said this before. He's got to prove it. The results have to bear fruit. If these guys that we're so high on right now end up not doing well, if Elijah Moore looks good in camp but doesn't put it together on field, if Denzel Mims doesn't turn into a good receiver, if Zach Wilson doesn't turn into a franchise quarterback, if Elijah Vera Tucker doesn't live up to expectations, if Carl Lawson gets injured and misses a whole bunch of time and doesn't have an impact as a pass rusher, if Corey Davis never gets beyond 800 or 900 yards, then we're going to have a whole different conversation about Joe Douglas. But I think right now, people are just excited for the fact that it seems like there's somebody here that has a real plan and a real sense of what to do and how to properly build a football team. And that's why he's getting so much praise. But I do agree with you that it is getting a little out of hand with some people. You keep hearing people say, "In Joe we trust," Joe Douglas, FTW, all that stuff. I'm not there yet with Joe Douglas. I've got to see the results bear out first. I'm not willing to put blind faith in the guy. It's not like we can sit here and say that he's prime Bill Polian when Bill Polian was going from team to team to team and building winner after winner after winner, or Bill Walsh, or somebody who's known for consistently building winners. Let's see what he does, but I like what he's done so far. Promising start. Results are going to have to come, though.
So I'll start here. Anytime you find somebody getting praise, it's going to go overboard.
Except for you, Chris. When we praise you as a very big deal, there's no way that could be overboard.
Well, how could that be disputed? I mean, of course. But yeah, that's how it works. People get carried away. It's like the same thing we always talk about with players, how like a player goes from being overrated to underrated, or underrated to overrated, back to underrated, back to, like, they go through these cycles. And so a player will be so underrated, and then eventually people catch up, but then they go too far by talking about how great they are. And it's like, no, well, he just wasn't awful. He's good, but he's also not great. And like Leonard Williams example is a perfect example. Every year it goes back and forth with him. And the answer is always, it's somewhere in the middle of the extremes here. As far as the draft class last year, I mean, yes, you can obviously poke holes in that, especially like Perrine, Zuniga, and Morgan. Those picks, we questioned at the time, that the day of the draft, we questioned those picks. Like the Cameron Clark pick, no matter what happens with that pick, I'm not going to have an issue with it, because it was a developmental pick. I saw the vision of what he was trying to do, and it made sense to me. So that, no matter what happens, he can never play a snap, and I get it. I'm going to be all right with that. Some of the other stuff is just, it's just way too early. Becton is the only one that you could throw out. He's the only one that you stamped at, like, yes, he hit that. But he's also the only one you could throw out there. And no matter what else was going on around him, you could see how good he was. Ashton Davis, a rookie playing safety on a defense as bad as they were last year, man, that's a damn near impossible spot to be put in. You're going to look bad no matter what. And he took some bad angles on some stuff. But again, safety is a really tough position for a rookie to transition into, especially a free safety type of role. And then Denzel Mims, he showed a couple of flashes when he first came back. But also, what do you expect any receiver to do with that offense last year? So I totally get only saying he's only got one hit. You're right on that. But it feels like you're getting a little too close to already saying these other guys are busts. 1 year in, again, under the best of circumstances, I'm not calling people busts after 1 year in. And everything that this team went through last year with the coaches and just the lack of talent on the team, I'm willing to give Ashton Davis, Denzel Mims a couple more years, you know, this year especially, to see. The other thing is, and we've talked about this, it's back to the process over results thing. it's just the way he's going about it. And you talked about, of course, it absolutely factors in just what a mess the Jets have been for over a decade. Remember, Mike Maccagnan won the Executive of the Year award his first year. And that, I remember being like, okay, everyone's getting way too carried away with this. Because while we all liked the moves he made then, they were also obvious moves. Like, who? Of course he was going to sign Revis again, and Woody Johnson wanted to sign Revis. There was a lot of obvious moves that he made then. And then everything fell apart around him. And he wasn't building in the trenches. He wasn't doing the stuff that we know tried and true methods to building a roster. Joe Douglas is doing that stuff. So that's, even if you question a pick or a signing or this, or not giving Robbie Anderson enough money, or not paying Marcus May what you think he should deserve, he's still going about it in the right way. And with the way that, you know, Maccagnan messed stuff up, Idzik messed stuff up, Tannenbaum messed stuff up, and how they would go and try to mortgage the future for guys and all this different stuff, he's not doing that stuff. And as much as you get frustrated by his I'm sticking to my number and I'm not budging, that's what most of the really good team, the teams that are good consistently year after year, they find themselves in that position where they're letting guys go because they're not budging off their number. Yes, they all make exceptions for certain positions and certain players, but for the most part, they don't budge off their numbers. And maybe, like, you can look at a team like the Packers, who's historically like this. And yes, maybe their refusal to do that has stopped them from going as far as they could have. But it's also what allows them to be in the playoffs year after year after year after year. So that's the balance of it there. Of course, he's not infallible. And of course, things can still not work out. But all this stuff is kind of, it's all projection. And it's all about, this is how to go about building the team, building with the trenches, getting the quarterback. Now you have the rookie quarterback. I'm going to do everything around him. Like, honestly, just the fact of how much effort he's clearly putting into the offensive line after drafting Zach Wilson. Got Becton last year, traded up for Vera Tucker, signed Morgan Moses now. Maccagnan never did any of that for Sam Darnold. The Jets weren't, they weren't doing that for Geno Smith, and they weren't plugging in all types of new guys for Mark Sanchez either. They had veterans when he started, but they weren't restocking that talent when he left. So just that should be enough to be encouraged. Nobody should be getting completely carried away. And I think, you know, obviously I'm sure a lot of the, and Joe, we trust stuff is a little tongue in cheek, but there's definitely some of that where people just blindly trust them, and you shouldn't do that for sure. Belichick doesn't even deserve to be blindly trusted on every single signing and move he makes. So that gets a little carried away, but that's also nature, man. That's how every, there is nothing good. No one can ever do anything good without somebody taking it too far and saying it's too much. Well, on the other side, there's always going to be somebody saying that wasn't good enough. So that's just kind of how it works. And it's, if you think that he's getting praised too much, he probably is. But it's probably, you know, just below what he should be getting. There's reasons why he's getting this praise. It's smart, sound thinking. It's well thought out. He has a plan. He's trying to go about things in specific ways with specific intentions. And that's right. I'm a big believer of you can't judge draft classes until 2 or 3 years later. But what we can judge is the process, the way he's going about stuff, the moves that he's making, the vision that he's trying. Can I understand why you're making this pick and what it could do and the value of the pick? Again, the Cam Clark example, I understand where that pick was. It's not a huge value pick. He threw a dart. Or you could look at the second, all the secondary picks he made this year. We don't know which ones of those guys are going to be good or if any of them are going to be good. But he said, okay, I feel good about these guys we got in front of the draft. Now we need to address this secondary a little bit. I'm throwing a whole bunch of darts on athletes in the secondary. I feel confident one or two of them is gonna hit. I like that strategy. Who knows if it's going to work, but that's a strategy I can get behind.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from JP Waxer. He says, what do you think is most important for Zach Wilson to have a big rookie season? Is it the strategy? Is it the offensive line? Is it the weapons? Is it the coaching? What is it overall? I think it's probably the offensive line, honestly. If you're asking me to pick one thing, there's a lot that goes into it, obviously. The game planning, the preparation, the weapons. But I think the offensive line being able to give him time to operate, especially when he's a rookie and he's adjusting to the speed of the league, that to me is the number one factor. So I'm really glad that Douglas took the opportunity to upgrade that line. And I think the Morgan Moses move especially is going to pay dividends because it came out of nowhere. You were still looking at this line as potentially one of the weaker lines in the league. Adding Morgan Moses there, if Elijah Vera Tucker has a good rookie year, this could be a much better offensive line than we originally thought.
Yeah, I mean, the answer is all of it. I agree with you on the offensive line. I'll go with the offensive coordinator here just to be a little bit different and just to touch on these points because I do think it's so important that Shanahan offense, Ford is going to run something similar of, is just so good at running the ball and forcing the defense to focus on the run game so much that it gives more opportunity for the quarterback to make plays. And then that offense is also so good at scheming guys open. Now they're going to have to work in conjunction because you can't scheme guys open if the offensive line can't block for more than a half a second. It's just not going to work. But I do think, I think you're right. Overall, it does come down to offensive line. That's the most important thing. But it's just, I want to mention how much that LaFleur with the Shanahan offense, just how gigantically influential and helpful that's going to be to him. Because he's going to make things so easy on Zach to start with in lots of stuff that simple, easy reads, easy plays. This guy is open and he's wide open. There's no hesitation, no reason to do anything but just make the play. So I think that is going, if he has a huge year, it's going to be a combination of all of it. But that will play a huge part in it.
That's going to wrap up part two of the weekend mailbag. Make sure that you're following Chris on Twitter at CNimbly and at Jets Insider and reading his very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com. A lot of great shows for you coming up this week, including our daily training camp reports. Those will be returning. Luke Grant will pop on before training camp starts, though, and we'll get into some more film reviews. And we will do one last preview of Jets training camp. Do not miss it. And also do not miss anything that's on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already and check out all the great videos that Kayla Pace has put up in the form of Pace's Playbook, her exclusive commentaries, and all of Luke's great videos, including film reviews of Bryce Hall, Mekhi Becton, Quinnen Williams, Elijah Moore, Michael Carter, Zach Wilson, and so much more. Check them all out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't done that yet. And make sure that you give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time. Doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcast and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.